the familiar words, you know, Fallon Parish Viaco, mentioned somewhat in Parish's Truma, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Adas Bnei Yisrael, Chum Yitchem Truma L'Hashem, Kol Nediv Libo, Yiviyel Es Truma S'Hashem, Zor V'Kasem N'Choshes. This is an union of Nedivus Aleich. That they should bring the Karbonus Nedivus Aleich, meaning not Bar Kocha, not because they're forced to, but they want to, the Nedivus Aleich. And the Torah says, not only by the Tzibri, but the Asir. It came for the Asir, V'yavo kolish asher neso libo, cho asher nad vorucho, ose vios trumas Hashem, l'mech asor amoyed, chlavodoso l'ubidi akodesh. The Torah tells us, it wasn't only a Tzibri, but in Lamaise, in fact, you had the neso libo, and you had the nad vorucho. Those that elevated their hearts and gave the various the Davis, the Kesev, the Zav, and the Choshes, and so on, and those that gave Nadva Rucho, with the Ruach, they felt this willingness in their heart to give the various Nadavis. So many Forshim learn that this aspect in the Sol Libo, and the aspect of Nadva Rucho, are Madrigas. Madrigas of giving with one whole heart and soul. As Yochai mentions, that there's a madrega of misnadim, one that gives barat nafsho kifir chaloso, what he's able to give. He gives his meiser money, his various percentage. That's the nad varucho. The sol libo is a higher madrega, that he gives even more. He gives him more than his koichas hanefesh. The sol libo, He gives more than he perhaps can afford. He's so elevated. So therefore, there are two madrigas of Nad Verucho and the Sol Libo. And both groups gave the various Nadavis for the mission. There's a famous Ramban. The Ramban understands the Sol Libo in a higher madriga than that. That is, the Ramban says in a few places, the Ramban says in Parash Kisiso, that when it says, Rei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzal B'Nur B'Chur L'Mata Yehudim, Rei, see, that I call B'Tzal, that he's going to be the mastermind behind the building of the Mishkan. Ramban says that why was it necessary to have such an individual as B'Tzal to oversee the Mishkan? So Ramban mentions that we're dealing with the people that have to build the Mishkan with all the prati-pratim of building the Mishkan with the Kesef Zav and the Choshes, with all the raw material, and they had to make the Shulchan, the menorah. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know how it looked. The menorah and the Aron and the Proiches, v'chulei. And we were dealing with people that lived in Mitzrayim. They had Avodas Perach with Chomer Levanim. V'lamdim lechas kesed azav, v'charoshes avodim tovus, v'roro som klal. They never learned it. They never saw it. They had no idea what the tzibur was all about. They never saw it. They never saw menorah or the requirements of Mizbeach. None of this they saw. V'nehu pala shemotu b'hem adem l'chachem godov b'kesev ezol v'charoshes evan v'es v'choshes v'rokim v'yore. How is he going to find such craftsmen, such people that are able to do all these Harosh Zevin to carve out? How can they do it? They had no experience, no training, no industrial arts training. Where could you find such individuals? That was a plea. And this required a B'Tzal, an Aram Chacham, to be a mastermind, to be able to make all these Kalim. But the Ramban in Parashat Vayakel continues on that line. He said that's the basic difference between Nadvarucho and the Sol Libo. On the Sol Libo, the Ramban says, Chokhma Osim B'mlocha. Nadvarucho refers to the giving. They gave the Nedivas Aleiv. The sin of the Maisa of giving all the various materials was not Bekfiya. It wasn't with their first. Although there's a Lashon of Kicho, which says they should take kach mitam, the Lashon of Kfir, that was on the Sibur. On the Sibur per se, the Sibur had to give Bal Korchacho. However, the Yachad gave Benedivis Alev. So every Yachad that gave Benedivis Alev, that's not Varucho. That's the Maise. That's the Chefsami, the Chefsa. The materials. However, the Malachas, Ashin, the Sol Libo, is not referring to the materials that were given. It was referring to the work that was done with these materials. Ramban says the Sol Libo mentions the Sol Libo Lekarvo or Malacha. Kilahaya Bahem Shalom Ares HaMalachas. Malame, they had no Malame. No one to teach them. The Teva, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. But we see, Ava Motzah B'Teva Shiodol Asos came, but they couldn't do it. We see that they just put their heart to it and they're able to build. Ava Motzah B'Teva Shiodol Asos came. Vigba Libo D'Dark Yashem Lom L'Fnei Moshe. They come to Moshe and say, L'Ani Ase Kol Asher Hashem Dober. Whatever Sarah's Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, we'll do. This is the Sol Libo. The higher Madrega, the Sol Libo. The Sol Libo to be able to what? To be able to do that which at first glance you can't do, you have no education. But once you're determined to carry out the Dvar Hashem, once you're determined you have this Sol Libo, you can do anything. You can do anything whatsoever. The Medrash says, a pleading a Medrash, to criticize of all people Moshe Rabbeinu. Medrash says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayaster Moshe Ponev, when by the snare, Moshe covers his face, and Rabbi Shua ben Korcha says, Lo Yofa Osa Moshe, Kister Ponev. Moshe did the wrong thing. He did not do the right thing by covering his face and not looking at Shekhinah. Because the Chazal say, Shilulei lo hisir ponav, gilul HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, malamale malamata ma'ashahoye ma'ashahase liyos. He would be able to see what Moshe never was able to see. He was able to come to the Madrega of malamale malamata liyosilavo. He would have been able to have this Gilu Shechina, such a Madriga they never did it come to. So, but at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parash Kisisa, Harayin Noes Kevodech. He asked for a Kodesh Baruch, he wants to see the Yosef. He wants to have a more Yisgalus Halakus. So a Kodesh Baruch said, no. Ani Bosi La'aros Lecho. Yistarti Ponecho. I wanted to Megala myself to you, and you refused. Akshav ani omer lecha, ki lo yani yirani adam v'choi. Ki shebikashti, lo bikashto. What I wanted, you didn't want, now when you want, I don't want. So from here, the Mephoshim learn that Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself, who am I, Moani? Who am I that I should be able to be zoiche, to see Gilishchina? I can't do it. I can't do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this opportunity, who are you to deny this opportunity? There's an opportunity in your life and you muffed it up. Opportunity when you're young to have the koichas hanefesh and you muffed it up. You can't do it. The living in the Zman, we have the spadim of Gedol Yisrael. Have a spadim. So we have this spadim, the biggest thing of a husband is the maises. Maises from Sadiqim, from London, from Gedol Yador. So what's a maises? A maises. You hear the mice, you tell over the mice to someone else, and tell third and fourth. I heard a mice this week. There are people that live on mice. In fact, Musa Shmuzer are just mice. One mice after another. Mice. 15, 20, 30, 40 maises, another shmuz, another 40 maises. What are you supposed to learn these maises? How great the gedolim are. How great are our gedolim. Speak about great gedolim. Lahavda Elef Havdalis, where people speak about superstars in the athletic world, of basketball, of hockey, how great they are. You're standing in the stands and you're seeing how great he performed tonight. How great are our gedolim. Our gedolim. And they'll put them up at a convention and every shiny one should see the gedolim. Look at the gedolim, the great gedolim. There's an Indian. There's an Indian to have pictures of gedolim, to look at gedolim. But Chazal Tanit Elio tells us the Chai Avodim doesn't say a Rishus. The Chai Avodim, a person's Mechuyiv, Lomar Mosai Yigiyam Aisai Lamasai Avosai, to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So if I have to go to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, surely I have to go to Rav Kiviger, to Briskerov, to the Chazon Ish, Mechuyiv, Mechuyiv. Chai Avodim. It's not just to hear Maisai, but it has to relate to you. So you hear how Rav Shlomo Zalman thought of his wife, that has to relate to you too. And how he thought about his parents, and he thought about his friends, and how he thought about his Talmidim, has to relate to you also. Chayiv Adam. Our whole koiches, Chayiv Adam. We have to mechayiv ourselves. Masa Yagia. But if you say, I can't, I can be like him, I know the story of Zusha. Of Zusha. They're not going to ask me, why weren't you like this girl, or this girl? Why weren't you like yourself? And I'm a nothing. So therefore, they won't ask anything. No, the time is against me. I'm a man. I'm a nothing. My mind is nothing. My yecholus and nefesh is nothing. And I'm a nothing. So I have no problems. I have no problems. But ask the kasha, were you mechayev yourself? You're nothing. You have no training. You have no training for chavrus zevin. You have no training to be a carpenter. You have no training to build a mishkan. You have no training whatsoever. So I have no problem. I have no cup. I don't remember. I can't retain anything. So I have no problem when I ask you why we should have built a gong. I have no problem with it. But there's an aspect of chayiv adam. Were you mechayiv yourself? Did you take this raw material and did you drive yourself? Did you have this nasalibo? This is a question. This is a question. When you hear maisalach, when you hear b'maisal and gedolim, how does that affect you? Or no effect at all. Ah, a good story, a good mice, a good vort. A good vort. It's like a good vort in the center. Give me a vort, not Rashi, not Rabban, a vort. I want a vort. So you get a vort, a machayet. It's like what? Like it's like you're thirsty, you take a Pepsi. I take a Pepsi. Oh, he's thirst for 1 minute. And that's it. No, give item. Give item. But it's nothing. It doesn't affect me. You hear about Gedolim yourself. That's our Gedolim. I feel good. Especially if I felt good if he told I spoke to these Gedolim. Wow! I was in the house of the Gedolim. Wow! I shook their hands. Wow! I had tea with them. Wow! But what does that got to do with you? Where's the Chayiv Adam? Where is the Chayiv Adam? So a person thinks, I'm not Mechuyiv. I'm not Merel. So you see, if Klal Yisrael are able to build a Mishkan, they're able to build a Mishkan, and they have no ideas whatsoever. But the basic Yisrael they needed. And what is this basic Yisrael? They need the Solibo. So according to Ramban, Nisal Libo refers to the Malacha, and Navarucho refers to the giving of the various materials. However, according to Yonas and Azil, it could be that both the Navarucho and the Nisal Libo refers to the mice of the pool. As it says, that Yosef Ben Azil says, "V'asu kol gvar v'yisrai libe kol deshleimis ruche." He puts them both together. "B'nevuasa de'ime ha'yisir." As long as they're with the help of the nevuah, they're able to build the mishkan. So the Yosef Ben Azil brings in this concept of nevuah. That it was necessary to have nevuah. Nevuah. What is this nevuah? The mirwin shaloki derech ateva. So the Gemara says, the Briskerov brings down the Gemara in Bechor Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara is the machlekes, Efshir Samson, Yefshir Samson, be the Adam. Can man be perfect or not? So he says, Efshir Samson, Efshir Samson. It cannot be exact and perfect. So the Gemara says, what do you do with the kelim? What do you do with the kelim in the Mishkan? What do you do with the midas tashma, the midas kelim, the midas mizbeach? They were exactly. Amasai v'chesi or amo v'chesi. They're all exact. Every midah. But if you hold the EF Shilasam saying, Bidi Adam, but even Bidi Adam, it's the EF Shilasam to be exact. It cannot be exact. There's no such a thing as being exact in every measurement. Well, how do you explain the Kleh Mishkan? Shani Hosam, Rachmana Omar Ovid, you do. Ovid, you do. You make the Kelim, the Mizbeah, the Kior. You make all the Kleh Mishkan. Wherever you do the best of your ability, as long as the soul libo, in the div ruko, if it's done with the divis, you learn that blat gemara, you take a mitzvah, but I can't do it. And everything else will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hiske with the ruach HaKadosh, you will what? With the help of Ruach HaKodesh, with the help of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you'll be able to what? To finish it. And do the, have the kelim exact. As it says, by the Kleah Mishkan, and by the Mishkan itself, by the Tehekol Ko Avodas HaMishkan, or Amoy, Yaz Ben Yisrael Chash Yitzib HaShem Es Moshe, Kein Asu. And it says, that is the end of all the kelim. It says this last pasuk, they did everything. But by every keli, it says also, it doesn't say it once, it says 18 times. By every clay keli, to say that what the Klal Yisrael did every single clay amishka, or every begin, the way they were told, by the begonim it says, by all the begonim it says, Kashitiva Shemes Moshe, to tell us that what? They did it even though it couldn't be exact. But once it's Kashitiva Shemes Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and sees that what? It is Kashir Sivah Shemes Moshe. It is exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. As we find by the Mishkan itself, that they were told to, that the Mishkan, they had difficulty in standing up the Mishkan. The Mishkan should stand up, because every time that no one was strong enough to even have the Mishkan stand up, until Moshe Rabbeinu came along, Shalom Yecholim Lakimo, Lafish Lahasa Moshe, Shim Malachim Mishkan. And Mirwa Kodesh Bor Hakimoso, Shalom Yecholim Rashi says, Lakimo Shim Adam, Machmas Kovi Akroshim, Shein Adam, Shein Bodim Korach, Zakfam, the Moshe Midim, Omer Moshe Fiat Kodesh Borachu, how can I do it? Echav Shir Hakimoso, Ayri Adam. So Omer Osik Atab Yodcha, Nira, Kikimo, Vahu Niskaf, Vakomeilo. You have to do your Yecholus. You do what you can. Vakomeilo. Don't go by yourself. So therefore we see that the whole Yisod of the Mishkan, which was impossible for man to do properly, which was impossible for man even to see that there was a Kamas HaMishkan, came about. And it's a Binyan Ariad. It's a Binyan that was never destroyed through any type of Churban. This had to be with the Yisodis of the Solibo of the Divas Aleph. The Solibo. It's the Solibo. Which is something that's very difficult because we think it's impossible. It's impossible, number one, to do. It's possible to relate to me. How can we have this Solibo? How can we have this drive, this Solibo? If we're so materialistic minded. If we see everything right, it has to be clear in front of me. I gotta see it in front of me. If I don't see it in front of me, I can't do it. I have to see how I can build a Mishkan. Now you show me and convince me how I can build a Mishkan if I have two left feet. I have two left thumbs. I'm a klutz. How can I build a Mishkan? I can't understand it. Cannot be. Because logically it cannot be. Without realizing that it's not totally in the logic of your cup. It's on your heart. Once you drive yourself, and if you ever have hear Mises of Gedol Yisrael, how they built yeshivas, how they were matzliach in Torah, is when they were told it's impossible. And it's impossible for you to do it. It cannot be done. and he drives himself, I'll do it. So either he says derech neis, or this is what man is all about. Man has to have this nesiyas halev, has to have this nesiyas halev. And when a bachur is convinced at a tender young age, he knows what he's not. He knows what he's not. He's not a Vilna Gaon, he's not a Lamdan, he never will be a Lamdan, he'll never be this. He has a whole list. He cannot be a Tzaddik, he cannot be Nizr and Lashon Hara, he cannot be Nizr and Michilis. He cannot. None of this can relate to me. I'm not in that society, I'm not in that type, or we'll bring it more to life. I cannot be Yeshivish. Why are you? Every other show, I'm a Chaim Berliner, I'm a Mirnik, I'm a Slabotkinik. Why you means I'm Yeshivinik. Why you? Right? I cannot be. That I cannot be. He's positive. This cannot be. I can't be yeshivish. That word somehow bothers us. It's a ticklish word. I cannot be. I cannot be yeshivish. So once he goes ahead and makes up his mind, then he never can elevate himself. Never. But once he realizes and he has his drive, to be yeshivish means he has to follow the halachas. When it says kol machmer atzmo, when it says na halacha, a Yor Dvar Hashem, Machmer al Atzmo. That means Yeshivish. He's talking about me. He's talking, when he says Machmer, the Shukadar, the Chavetz Chaim is talking about me. L'chat Chila. That's me. No, B'Yerushas Chav, that's not me. He's not talking about me. L'chat Chila, that's me. He's talking to me. L'chat Chila means me. A Yor Dvar Hashem, he means me. That's the Mishabur is talking to me. The Halakh is talking to me. But once I say the Halakh is not talking about me, he's talking about the Chavetz Chaim. L'chatchilo is the Chavetz Chaim. B'diyemi shasat chak, that's me. Someone has cholish benefesh, sick, that's me. That's not how he's talking to me. So once a person has this hasaga of himself, he'll never grow. But once he has this hasaga of l'chatchilo, to be machmer l'atzmo, that's me. That's the yeshivish shabachar. That's the definition of yeshivish shabachar. He can grow. And instead we saw the Mishkan is a binyan. That it says by the Eitzim, Atze Eitzim Omdim, L'Rad Olmei Olamim. The Mishkan stands forever. Wherever it is, it's here. And this is because the Yesodis are pure. It's the Divas Halev, that's the Sorichon.
He's not going to try to bother himself because he's in the forest. What does it say? But if 247 is such a dangerous road, it should be signs all over the place. It should be signs speed limit. There's not one place. I don't say it is. But I'm saying around this area, there's a speed limit. What's the speed limit? How many signs? So it says, beware, say police. It doesn't say that. So it doesn't say that, so I'm not stopping that. So when I to death, what do I do to tell him? I said, not to narrow open. You must have the fun. There used to be a time, the youth, what Jew? You could even be an apostolic. A Jew could think of eating a Yom Kippur. A Jew eating a Yom Kippur. Never. A Jew eating Chametz and Pesach. Jew, when it comes to Machoros and Spirit, he may be over. Or, I think it is, I don't eat my horse and spirits, but I am not using kashrus. And all the halachas, as I go into a restaurant, I'll have a cold plate, I'll have a vegetable, I'll have a fish. I won't eat my horse and spirits, mama. I don't see the difference. I'm a real return. I'm just a Pesach, I never did. I'm just a Pesach, I never ate. I every afternoon and get every afternoon. I'm just a Pesach. I'm eating a kippur. Never eating a kippur. Now he's 90 years old and starts to tell him to. But I don't do it. The kid, the chumras he has, he sees, he ain't start. The chumras there. And over here, he doesn't see. Tires on his stuff, he doesn't see. Tires on his stuff, he doesn't see. He doesn't see it. The hymn is like a different culture. Where's the study? Because I have a kid, he knows a prophet. The prophet is on by Zabra, and he's in the media for that Zabra, he said he's on it. He's in the heat of the tabla, a lot of them there. So our minister there is of it. He doesn't see it. Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi Yonah says, that being a Torah, being a Torah, they persuade him to be another.